barring an electronic apocalypse, I see a lot of really cool things happening in 2050, and all leading towards efficiency. So I don't think televisions are going to be taking up big space in our living rooms. I think these things are going to be incorporated into our glass, into our surfaces. Holograms are a thing that exists today, and my students are already working on applications for holograms and virtual reality. So when we talk about the year 2050, this will be common practice. Again, we're using this stuff today. My students have created a digital butler that today, it's incorporated in with the computer and it can give them tutoring lessons. And I was thinking of polynomials and I was thinking of all these other things a second ago. But a little green scary face comes up and you can say, Steambox, show me polynomials. And it'll pull up a Khan Academy lesson on polynomials. This is today. My students can walk into the room and use a voice command to pull up a lesson on something. So by the year 2050, I would expect that these efficiencies are common norms. I would expect to see these all over the place in your living room. You'd be able to just pull up the news and see whether it's a hologram or on a surface. And I believe that we'll have made our choice in the same way that we did years ago between VHS and Betamax. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for these efficiencies. I think the world is already at a place where we're starting to realize that we do need to make some changes with our climate. And I've traveled a little bit this year and I've seen some places that are doing things. Again, I think these will be much more common norms. So I'm not looking for the flying cars and the cool stuff that I saw in Back to the Future, but I am looking for roads that are paved with solar panels that are powering our entire cities. I was in a city just 2 months ago that they don't pay for electricity because it's all natural. They don't pay for heating because it's all natural. And it's amazing. And I do think, I don't want to get into sci-fi so much as to say these things exist. It's just a matter of normalizing them for the next 35 years.